Hi, is this Intira?
Yes, this is Intira, yes.
Yeah, this is Scott. I was calling to speak to the person that would handle the online listings there. It's usually the owner that...
Yeah, it would typically be me, but we don't really do much in terms of, like, online listings.
Right.
What are you specifically doing?
Right, right. Well, I did see that you had a Home Advisor listing. I was just kind of curious. What were you hoping to achieve when you went with Home Advisor?
Just get qualified leads.
How did it work out for you?
Spent a lot of money for them. No, it's not working out very well at all. We're just about ready to turn them off.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Got expensive for you, right?
Yep. Well, it gets expensive, and the leads aren't very well qualified.
Okay, not qualified leads. Okay. Well, you mean the beauty of what we do is the complete opposite, where you wouldn't actually have to pay per lead at all. So let me ask you this. I mean, if we can get you up on Google and have those calls coming directly to you, I mean, not having to pay per leads a whole lot less expensive, and you're getting those unlimited calls that are coming directly to you. Yeah, I'm sure. Confident.
As a matter of fact, we do have somebody on our marketing side. He kind of does a lot of our finance, and he's been working with somebody on our website to perhaps do the same thing. So, give me an understanding as to what this is, and I'll either continue on with you or get one of my marketing guys to speak to you. But we're similar. We're taking that. Plus, we're also up on Houzz. But Houzz has been a little bit better for us.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let me paint a picture for you. As long as you're not under any contracts, we can still help you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And you're the one that solely handles this?
Yeah. I'm co-owners with another person, but he does mostly sales. I do all the back office general management stuff.
Okay. This is 100% on you. Okay. And I didn't quite catch your name again?
It's Bill.
Bill. Okay. And I'm Scott with Local Splash.
Bill. And it's Ogle, O-G-L-E, just so you have it.
O-G-L-E. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, let me paint the picture for you here. And I'm sure you get a lot of calls similar to this, but we're a Google Premier Certified Channel Partner, and I can tell you that separates us from about 85% of the calls. I've been doing this for, 3 years with the same company, so I definitely know what you're going through. So what this would do is we'd get you on that first page of Google and Bing, highlighting all your services using multiple keywords in your area. So what that means for you here, Bill, is anytime anyone does a search for, any of those services you provide, we would make sure that you'd pop up, as a top recommended option. And as a matter of fact, you'd actually appear the exact moment they're searching for you. It's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and when you do that search on Google, if you can visualize that map that pops up, it's got the red dots, and then right below it, all the businesses are listed, so you can either click to call. Okay, I thought you were familiar. That's called the local map section. Now, where we're uniquely different than most is we provide a service that actually places companies there, because we know about 90% of the revenue actually goes to those businesses. And the whole reason that we wanted to reach out and contact you today is because we had that position that looks like it did open up within your geographic area, in your category. So we're speaking with everyone in that area there today looking for just one. And then once we find them, we close out that area, and we can't work with anyone else that's in your territory who actually does what you do. In other words, this will be completely exclusive to you. Does all that make sense?
And how big? So far, how big are the territories? What are the types of verticals that you support?
Okay. That's what I was going to ask you is how far would you want to travel from where you are there in Bridgewater? Like, what's your radius?
Well, so we travel between an hour to an hour and a half. We've got a pretty big geographic, especially because what we're really trying to do is, I would say that if our focus was going to be around roofing and solar, that would be between an hour and an hour and a half.
Okay.
That would be, it's pretty big territory. So that's, that's what, and I wanted to see how your mapping worked, and then obviously the associated costs with it, and kind of compare it to everything else we've got.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I'll just ask you a couple more questions, and we'll be able to connect the dots a little bit more thoroughly. Further. Now, where do you need the most help right now? Is it the roofing side or the solar side where we could focus on, or both?
Well, so probably both. We've got capabilities in both. We are doing quite a bit of roofing right now. We're not doing as much solar, but we'd like to. It's probably the more profitable of the two. So it may be one of those things where maybe that's the area that we look at first and just see. Because we were working with both Houzz and Angi, and we've got almost no solar leads. So that we would like to maybe test that out with you. If that is, you know, if the price seems to make sense, then, you know, then we'd have to look at, you know, you know, which areas and which, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, because if it makes dollars, it makes sense. I'm you know, more than confident we can get you a nice return. I've seen the testimonials coming back of people that I've personally helped, so I know it works. And is your target?
Go ahead.
No, no. And I was going to ask you, is your target market mostly residential, or do you get into the commercial side as well?
Both. We would like probably target residential first. If we wanted to expand into commercial, we could do it. But, you know, we have the ability to do more residential. They're a little bit faster, a little bit more turnkey, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. Target residential first and then expand to commercial. Okay. Yeah. And do you have and you said you've been in business for about how many years now?
Five years.
Okay. So you're well on your way. Okay. And you have an operational website that you like up right now?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's being revised right now. It's under interior.net. Because it's really, I mean, yeah. So it's intira.net. And one of the things is, and that's the reason why we've engaged this other, you know, person and his website guy and marketing guy to help us, because when we started, we were very much a commercial company. We only did, you know, commercial electrical, commercial construction, and then when COVID hit, we pivoted to residential. Now, unfortunately, we, you know, because market, you know, fell off quite a bit and revenues fell off, we didn't revise the website. And it's just, it's really, if you go up and look at it, it's very much tailored to a commercial company. And for residential, we had a customer we did root for. They're like, hey, we looked at your website and we don't think you're the right company for us because you guys are commercial. And I'm like, no, we do, you know, roofs and stuff every day for residential, but we just haven't updated our website. But that's what we're going to probably do over the next 30 to 45 days.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. All right. So that gives me a good idea of where you're at there. Okay. Well, it sounds like a good fit. And, you know, being that this is an exclusive listing, you know, that I'm filling today, I mean, overall, you see a lot of value in having your business on that first page of Google, it sounds like. Right, Bill?
Yeah, just the only question is, like I said, with we've already engaged two other people to help us on something similar. I just want to make sure what we're talking about right now isn't potentially overlapping what I've already contracted with these guys to do through Google. So that's why I wanted to make sure, you know,
what you mentioned offering. Well, I did ask you the question. You said you're not under any kind of contract right now.
Well, no. So the only contract we're under right now is with House, right?
And that's I didn't know that because I asked you the question.
So I'm thinking about with Angie's List, right? So you mentioned that. So with Hal's, well, I mean, I don't know that it's an exclusive. I don't see why I couldn't use you anyway. But the other question is, you know, we engaged. So we have somebody that's our VP of finance, but you know, he's a 20-something year old guy, and he does website design with his friends and everything else. And what they're doing is, they're also trying to do, I guess, the Google ad listings for us as well. What they're trying to do is they're going to do something where if people click or get web pages, they're going to put a landing page on us that those people are going to automatically get routed to our website. We're going to capture their information. We're going to have the ability to call back. Listen, this is I'm an electrical contractor and I'm a construction general manager, so I'm not a website guy. So I'm not sure if what you're talking about is the exact same thing as what these guys are doing or whether it's different. And that's what I'm saying. If it's something that makes sense, I'll certainly put you in touch with this guy, Bobby Grimaldi, that works for me and, you know, figure out whether, you know, whether there's something different or separate.
Wow. Okay. I'm trying to take in everything you say, because I thought at first you said you weren't under contract and you're the one that handles this 100%. Am I correct?
I am. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So,
okay. Perfect.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, that being said, I mean, it sounds like you're a great candidate for this. So, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'll pull up the pricing for that position there today. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good, Bill?
Sure.
Okay, great. So I've got my regional manager. Her name is Gail. She'll actually jump on the line to actually override that promotional rate that I put in for the state of New Jersey there. So let me go ahead and grab Gail. I think you're going to love it. Yeah, one moment, please. All right. Thanks, Bill.
Yep. Hi, this is Gail.
Hey, Gail. It's Bill.